internet is not just any everybody in New Jersey, but basically to have an MCOM kind of orientation among the participating nodes and the people who sponsor them. So we want to make sure the network gets some daily use, obviously, and the service systems. And, you know, Mark has his blog there and a way to peek at other nodes or other subnets around the country, around the world, actually. So that's pretty cool. And there's some other things that we'll be putting up there, and we'll have our PBXs and the like all networked together for VoIP phones. So I mean, there's plenty of opportunities here. I think what the issue is going to be is, you know, making sure that we don't have excessive nodes that are just, you know, making it hard to figure out where you are and what's going on in the network. We also want to have a way to selectively experiment with OLSR parameters and or other architectures of linking, where that makes sense, either with point-to-points or some other things that we might have. I've got some access to some millimeter wave transceivers that are going to be given to me, and they don't require a license. So if we want to, we've got some line-of-sight spots, we can actually use those to, if a spot is suitably, has suitable, reliable emergency power, we can put these nodes there, and there's some pretty high quality gear made by either Alcatel or Nokia or Ericsson that we can put to work, so, or even Motorola, heaven forbid. But we've got some stuff kicking around that is going to be available to us surplus, so might as well put it to work as long as we can keep it powered in an emergency. So anything else, Ali, on that one?
Thanks, Gordon. That's pretty much it for me. But I'm going to be listening. You know, little wife, back to this.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately our goal is to, for instance, tie repeaters together so that the voice channels can all work, to establish video conferencing, et cetera, et cetera. We've had some really good luck on some of our sites on Garrett Mountain and at William Patterson, but there's some work to be done to just enhance things a little bit, just to tighten things up a little bit. So we'll get there in due time, so we're pretty excited over this stuff. If anyone has any comments on this subject or questions, please come now.
Oh, K2BAR, W82IC. Allie, did I understand like that you're applying 48 volts to the power over Ethernet to one of your nodes? Is that correct?
That is actually a negative. It's only 14 volts coming from battery power supply.
Yeah, the default would be 24 for Ubiquiti and for Microtech, Bob.
Okay, I just wanted to mention that the converter devices inside these nodes probably are not designed to take 48 volts, so I just wanted to be sure that you didn't blow it up like I did to my air router, not with 48 volts, but my air router blew up with 12 volts that time, over.
Yeah, no, we understand. I just want to make sure that, people know that. And those little tiny, buck boost amp and a half or up to 3 amp modules are really handy for doing that. So what we may have to do is, just like we take 12 volts and squat it down to 5 volts, for some things we might have to actually consider using some of these things and push it up to 24 to keep it happy all the time. All right, anybody else have anything on this topic?
Gordon, a lot of times you can get car chargers for cell phones have those DC to DC converter chips inside, so when you see them at garage sales, those are a cheap source of those. Over.
Yeah, but you also can buy like 5 of them for $8 on Amazon with shipping included, or on eBay. So I mean, some of them are adjustable, some are fixed output. So it's all good. We have choices, as they say, Bob. I find those things to be incredibly useful.
Okay, Gordon, that's all on that. So K2BAR is WA2IC.
Very good. Very good. Thank you, Bob. Anybody else? Okay, so a couple of other just quick announcements. The 146.61 repeater is running with a 141.3 PL from West Patterson. Very close to the old Land Rover's repeater site, and we have managed to acquire their, they actually offered us their gear. We declined it because I didn't really want to have to deal with crystals and crystal ovens, but Dave provided a very nice repeater that's working very nicely. It's a first generation Yaesu Fusion repeater that does both FM and Fusion. There are some people expressing interest in providing a Fusion gateway on the Wires X network, and we're discussing that with some folks, very much like what Bob did here on this repeater with the great echo link that he's provided here with KD2BKD-L. Then, of course, when we get the DMR repeater repaired, it'll come back up on 440.950. Similarly, Ali replaced Dave in 3USK's very fine, APRS repeater with an APRS iGate. Actually, Dave provided the internet connectivity for it. On a very small data plan, it will work just fine for the purpose. And what's really cool about that is that we can actually take temperature, humidity, and power, DC in and DC and battery out, measurements courtesy of some circuitry that and some software manipulation that Ali did on an Arduino that's attached to the Raspberry Pi. So there'll be some more things related to that project going on. But we'd like to deploy these across Bergen and Passaic counties so as to provide messaging service across the two. So anyone's interested in hosting an iGate, we'll be glad to help you get that going. That would be really, really cool, either receive only or, better yet, transceive. So let me just take a breath there. Anybody have any comments or questions about those topics?
Yeah, this is N2MH. Question.
We're two of you. Mark first.
Okay, thank you. Either or both of these facilities, are they reachable on the mesh network? Because there's some opportunity here. I do have a Fusion repeater that has an internet port in it, so if you want to try linking Fusion directly unit to unit without Wires X having a room, that's possible here. I also have my Digipeter with a presence on the mesh network.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Okay, so right now, no, we do not have internet. The amount of internet that's available for the 146.61 repeater is zero. If we get the mesh on there, there is a mesh site there as well, but it's not linking reliably yet to Frank. We want to solve that and or solve it to another location. But you know where we're going, Mark, and that's exactly what we want to do. Is basically take all the backhauls. The other thing is Dave's repeater is a DR1X. It's the first generation. So one way or another, it's going to have to require at least the little interface box. Yeah, you don't need to use the room, but you do need the interface box, and that still can be remoted. So when the other individual indicates whether he wants to go forward with the fusion gateway, then yes, we could conceivably tie them through to your repeater and tie the two together directly through the mesh network. That would be awesome. The other thing we wanted to experiment with at some future date is being able to use APRS messages that are appropriately secured to basically turn on, turn off control functions of the repeaters and or the mesh network as needed should something get stuck. And 2MH, K2BAR.
Okay, very fine. I'm just not sure if that wires Xbox on a DR1X will do the trick. But for whatever it's worth, we do have a DR2X here, as well as one down in our other house in North Carolina, so there. They got that jack that's still empty. Back to net. And 2DSY, this is... W2TTT, this is N2MH West Orange.
To quote the folks in NOLA, who dat? Okay, so Mark dropped my old call. That was pretty funny. My old call was N2DSY, and that was hilarious. And in all fairness to Mark, he actually remembers when I didn't hold that call either. All right, Mark, I'm going to throw it back at you just because you put it out there. What was the call before?
Before N2DSY?
Yeah.
I don't know that I ever knew you back then.
Oh, yeah, you did. I attended a Red Cross meeting back in when I lived in the city back in 75. So, and you were there. In fact, I think I went out to your house in Queens at that point, 75, 76, somewhere in there. But anyway, it was WB2CAM, and I know you can't look that up because someone else has it now as a vanity, go figure. Alrighty, that's hilarious. But yeah, we have opportunities, and that's the point. Just for reference, where we have high location mesh nodes right now, we have one at William Patterson University. We have another at one point in Garrett Mountain Park. We have another one at Rifle Camp Park. It looks like another site at the northern end of Garrett Mountain Park will happen later in the spring, certainly by summer, as will possibly a site over at the Say County OEM. And by stringing those all together, we should be in good shape. We'd love to see what we can do also down at Montclair State, but that would really complete a significant string and allow us to finish out some mesh stuff. And as I said, I've got some point-to-point stuff that I can get my hands on for free that might be really, really useful. Alrighty, we'll get to that in due time. Who was the other station who initially collided with Mark?
That was ELZY.
And it's your ball, sir.
All right, thanks, Gordon. I just want to go back to the APRS station that we have right now and the telemetry that has been put together to provide the temperature, humidity, voltages, and so on. I just want to give an update about that, but let me first stop. Okay, so it's an Arduino-based board that has a temperature sensor with humidity, a couple of voltage sensors that's been built using voltage dividers and so on. And it has a serial port using the USB, and it's actually given this information to a Raspberry Pi that beacons that to GPRS as a telemetry. I'm currently putting together the documentation for how I actually did all that I would say it should be ready by Sunday, and I'm going to happily share it with everybody in case anybody wants to replicate that. In the meanwhile, I want to give you a little bit of an update on this as well. I'm working on a little bit of a variation of this setup. It's not 100% complete yet, but what I'm doing is I'm adding an Ethernet shield to the Arduino so it can host a web server that once you connect, it just loads one page with the information, so you don't even need the Raspberry Pi if you don't need to beacon that to ABRS if you just want to track it every now and then for any location, including probably mesh nodes if you don't want to have an RF or radio actually beacon this information, but you just need this information. You can add an Arduino board that actually has an Ethernet shield and host that as a web server. Or you can have both together if you want that. That also can be a third variation. And once I finish, again, I will be sharing all the documentation with the code and how to run that, how to actually beacon this information to ABRS and so on. AL0Y, back to net.
Yeah, and the other thing to consider is also to have geolocation on there with a reasonably accurate time hack, preferably from the same GPS. But, yeah, that's awesome. Actually, somewhere in my collection of stuff, I probably have an Ethernet shield for an Arduino, or first-generation Arduino at that. I'll go dig that out someday. There's a whole box of Arduino stuff in the bowels of my my attic I gotta go dig up. Very good. It sounds pretty good. Anybody have any comments or questions for Ali? Okay, just keep in mind, guys, there's two or three things we want to do. Obviously, resource and personnel tracking. Number two, with APRS, that is. Two is telemetry, data collection, kind of stuff, health and welfare status of either boxes or whatever. A third is messaging, and that can be two ways. One is to control stuff, as we alluded to before, send essentially a control message through the APRS network to affect a certain function on a particular device, to turn something on, turn something off, to make an adjustment, whatever. And that could be encrypted per the amateur rules, because control signals are allowed to be secured. The other thing to consider is that provide text messaging should the cellular network go down, or we don't have coverage, or whatever. So we're looking at ways of taking the APRS droid. Like signal, configure it with your phone or your tablet, and maybe a Vox operated 2 meter HD or mobile ring, and allow that to act as a simple text messaging transceiver that does not depend on the cellular bands, but you can use any Android or potentially iPhone or iPad type device, and away you go. Alrighty, but that's really the purpose of the APRS network, is layers of reliability and alternative connectivity. Anybody else? Okay. Anybody have any other topic? Okay, just a reminder that Ham Radio University is Saturday, not Sunday, Saturday. It's at CW Post. Starts at 7:30 in the morning and goes to 4:30 in the afternoon, and should be pretty good. There's no advanced registration or cost. They'll take a donation. There'll be food and drink and such like that on the premises, and you'll also have the opportunity of a forum every hour, so it should be fun. You can look at HRU online and see what is on the agenda and maybe browse what you might want to do before you get there. So, any last comments, questions, confusions for the net? I want to thank everybody for their participation tonight. Have a great evening. We'll see you next week and get your generators checked out, boys. It's several people have found their generators are not quite up to snuff. And while you're at it, get your snowblower squared away. We're going to get punished for this nice weather at some point. This is K2BAR, W2DDD. You'll see us Sunday night at the Barron meeting, Talking Mesh Networks, 73.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. W2UHF repeater. This is M. Olson repeater system. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. W2UHF repeater. This is M. Olson repeater system. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Connected NZ2K.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Here is November Zulu 2 Kilo on NZ2K Mobile. Good morning. W2TTT, W2TTT, from November Zulu 2 Kilo Mobile. You're on, Gordon?
NZ2K, disconnected.
NJ2BS, repeat.
W2QHF, repeater. This is M. Olson, repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
It's just okay, listening, Pearl River.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
NK2BS. Repeat.
PL 151.4.
NJ2BS, repeat.
W2QHS, repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.